Bermuda Net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcomed and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Weekends, does anyone have any formal emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR, net control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, net control. So, announcements or traffic, we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations wishing with or without traffic, goodness, getting ready to secure, and we just got started, breathing too far ahead. Let me go back and say, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we get to the RF and Echolink check-ins, had a few folks taking care of taking advantage of our pre-check-in. Again, that's available on the Brars.cc website. Again, some folks aren't available, not able to be available at the 9 o'clock net, may not make Echolink, so you can check in through the web interface at the Brars.cc website. Let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations. Up first, we've got Fred. That's Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, W4FCM. And Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India, Echo India, N4IEI. And last one on the list for the net pre-check-in, I've got KC4W. That's Bill. And Bill checking in via the pre-net check-in as well. So appreciate those folks being there, again, checking in with us. I know some folks can't make the net, and so that functionality, you just make sure you stay in contact with us and we get you logged in here. All right, looks like we have an Echolink station signed in, so we'll go ahead and move to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control, this is KO4BYU, Green Court, South Carolina. I've got no messages, no traffic.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Like to welcome James. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Yankee Uniform. James, looks like this is the first time you checked in with me, and appreciate you taking the time to check in on Saturday. Again, I only call the net about every 5 weeks or so. I think next in 2021 I'll go down to every 4 weeks, so I had to get used to that a little bit. But James, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to our RF check-ins then, because we've got all our Echolink stations checked in. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, A through D, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Hey, Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Mark. We're all in Peacock, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HR? Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
AK4HR.
Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec KB2 BYQ David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and all's on the net.
AK4HR. Good to hear you calling that tonight, Mike. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
After check-ins there, to lead off our RF portion of our check-ins, first, I'd like to welcome Rick. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. And Rick, appreciate you checking in and bringing the rest of the family. Rick brings along with him Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar. And then their daughter, Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Rick, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and bring the rest of the family along. Up next, we've got David. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, KO4AOW. And David, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got another David over in Easley. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYK. Goodness, David, can't get your call out. Sorry, let me try that again. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ. There we go. Got it out that time. Getting all twisted up here trying to read the screen in front of me. But, David, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Good signal into the repeater from Easley tonight. And last but not least in that group, we got our net manager. That's David, W4DJW. Dave, good to hear you tonight. So appreciate you taking care of, keeping us all scheduled and coordinated and wrangled up together here like a bunch of cats trying to get this net done every night. So appreciate all you do for the good of the net, keeping us going here. All right, so we'll get one more call. Alpha through to, can't get my call signs out. Alpha through Delta, A through D, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody for that group, so we'll slide the alphabet just a little bit. Echo through Hotel, E through H, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Occasion we don't have anybody for an alphabetic group, so we'll give one more call here for Echo through Hotel. Must be an exciting game on TV tonight or something's going on. E through H, Echo through Hotel, on the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. No stations for the Echo through Hotel group. We'll move to India through Lima, I through L, in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negatives and negatives, and we'll be saying same threes for each one of you.
HR, please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, Mike, hope you and the family are all well. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
HR. Great to hear you calling the net again. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. I do hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
HR. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI-4-LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
HR. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray, Jeff down in Ware Place, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Pause there. Just wanted to make sure I got everybody here squared away. Go ahead and acknowledge those folks that checked in. Up first, we've got James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. James, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, our buddy Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. That's W4IOE, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. And Sid, always good to hear you, sir. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Larry over in Greer. Larry, always good to hear you. It's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry, always appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear your voice. Always a smoothing, calming presence on the radio. But Larry, definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and bringing Miss Donna along. Miss Donna's call, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. Hope you and Miss Donna are doing well, Larry. Thanks for checking in with us. Up next, we got Andy up on Table Rock. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. And Andy always sounds good when you're checking in the repeater. Not sure what kind of power you're running, but I think you could probably yell at the antenna almost some days and be able to make it in. But Andy, you're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we got Jeff. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray. And Jeff, hope you're not under the weather. Sound like you might be a little bit, but you know, hopefully you're doing good and staying healthy here. So I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, Jeff. And Jeff's Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Quebec X-ray. So Jeff, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, we'll give one more call for the India through Lima group, I through L, and the suffix of your call, and you hope wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. KN Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
Pause there, Kevin. I'll go ahead and acknowledge your check-in here. We've got Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, KM4 UBG. He's thinking somebody might check in there right after you, but Kevin's over in Fountain Inn. Kevin, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. I think I heard you a little bit before the repeater. I was kind of moving some stuff around and cleaning some stuff up off my desk. But anyway, I appreciate you hanging out and coming back and checking in here for the net, sir. Always good to hear you and appreciate you checking in with us. All right, we'll give one more call for the India through Lima group. I through L in the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody in the India through Lima group, so we'll move to Mike through Papa, M through P in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel. It's K9OH. Name is Billy, located in Anderson this evening. Good evening to you, sir, and all on it, 73 on.
HR. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt in Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
4 HR. Hand out K4OSH. Kilo 4. Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Two check-ins there for the Mike through Papa group. Up first, you'd like to welcome Billy. That's K9OH, and Billy runs a couple of repeaters in the local area. He's got one up on Caesar's Head, actually, and runs a couple of nets on that. Well, I don't know that Billy runs them, but I know there are a couple of nets, and Skywarn is up on his repeater. And Billy, appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. Good to hear you, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. Up next, we've got Walt. That's Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM, and Walt's over in Inman, I think it's where he said. Walt, sorry, my mind is just kind of moving around tonight. But Walt, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. And last but not least in that group, we've got our friend Pat. That's Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel, K4OSH. Pat's over in Malden. And Pat, as always, sounding good, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us as well. All right, we'll give one more call for the Mike through Papa group, M through P, in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Mike through Papa group for the moment, and checking the Echolink node. We've only got one station still signed in up there, and we've already acknowledged James' check-in, so we'll move down to Quebec through Tango. Q through T is the suffix of your call. You wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, Ross in Taylor's, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar in Taylor's. I'll be negative, and we'll hang on for Rag 2, Mike. Good to hear your voice.
HR. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
For HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Another good group of check-ins there for the Quebec through Tango group. Like to welcome Ross first. Ross, hadn't heard you in a while, so definitely glad you are able to check in with us tonight. That's Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, KV4RV. And Ross, definitely good to hear your voice, sir. Got you marked down for comments, so we'll definitely be back to find out how you're doing here in just a few minutes when we get to the Rag 2 portion. And up next is our friend John, one of our other net can't talk tonight, John. One of our other net controllers for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, that's Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. KM4RJN. John, good to hear you. Got you marked down for a few comments, sir. So we'll definitely be back to you and Ross here in just a few minutes to find out how things are going for you. All right, so we'll give one more call here for Quebec through Tango before we slide down to that ever patient group. Q through T in the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause normally means we have everybody in that group, so we'll move to the patient group on Saturday night. Always there, waiting for their turn to check in. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, and the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu, X-ray. K4ZZX. Name is Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. We're over here at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
Whiskey for Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. The name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Kilo, Mike, 4, Zulu, Sierra Tango. That's Joel from Anderson, negative and negative.
On pause, this is AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Was trying to check in an Echolink text message check-in over there. I just happened to notice it when I was getting ready to key back up. But let me go ahead and acknowledge those folks that have checked in here in that group. A couple of people I hadn't heard from a while and some that definitely appreciate them checking in here. Up first, we got Steve. That's Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu, X-ray, KK4ZZX. And Steve, I don't know why, but I kind of like that call sign with a ZZX there. I don't know if I want to send that with Morse code, but anyway, definitely an interesting call sign to get in the log, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got our buddy Rod. That's W4WOZ, Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu, Rod over in the land of Waz. Rod still chugging along with that 2-meter J-pole you made me. I can't even think. 10 years ago, I think you made it for me. But, Rod, definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear your voice. Hope you're doing well. Up next, we've got Joel. That's Kilo Mike 4, Zulu Sierra Tango, KM4ZST. And, Joel, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good signal up to the repeater. And last but not least, we've got Phil. That's W4NGU. Whiskey 4, Never Give Up, I think was the phonetic I heard earlier this week. So, Phil, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us via Echolink. Always good to get you checked in on the logs. All right, that finishes up that group. So we'll give one more call here. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Hi, everybody in uniform through Zulu, and looking at the Echolink node, got all our stations that were signed in up there checked in, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over Northern Simpsonville. Hey, good evening to you, Mike, and everybody on the net. And just please check me in and out tonight. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
And out, Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, Randy. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, Linda, in Asheville.
Get your net, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. That's W4AKGMAK. I'm in Easley. Negative, negative.
Pause and acknowledge those stations that checked in that group. Again, another good group to check in. Some voices I hadn't heard for a while, or not on this repeater anyway. Kind of hear them when I'm scanning through during the week, not actually sitting at the radio, but got the speaker on. So, again, appreciate everybody taking the time to check in. Up first, we got Dan. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Foxtrot Echo Echo, WB4FEE. And, Dan, appreciate you taking the time to check in from Simpsonville. Up next, we've got Randy up in Asheville. That's KI4 BLW, Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey. And Randy, it's been a while since I've heard you, but again, that's probably because I don't call the net as often as some of our other net controllers. But Randy definitely sounded good, and Randy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, KJ4 CRL. And Randy, hope you guys are staying warm. I think Asheville's a little colder than we are right now up there in the mountains. So I hope you guys are staying warm and taking care. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group is our friend AK. That's Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, W4AKG. And AK, good to hear you. Same thing. I've heard you check in to Gary's net a couple of times, listen to that, but I appreciate you coming by and checking in here on a Saturday night with me. Again, I don't think I've logged you in for a while on my net, but again, definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to hear you. All right, we'll give one more call here, Alpha through Zulu, before we secure the formal portion of the net. A through Z in the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. Net control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex. I'm in the mobile in Clemson. I'll be negative and negative. 73.
Control. Control, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Echo, Echo, Oscar. I'm over here in Inman, South Carolina, and we're just listening tonight. Thanks for doing the net.
Check-ins here as we approach the bottom half of the hour. So, again, really appreciate everybody checking in with us tonight. Got some good stations checking in, some people I hadn't heard for a while, some new stations. And, again, appreciate everybody taking the time to check in with us. Up first, we got Alex. Appreciate Alex being there, checking in with us. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta, KI4DDD. And Alex is out there on the mobile. So definitely be safe, Alex, as you're traveling the roadways. Definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Jerry. That's November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. And Jerry's over in Anderson. Jerry, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Tom. That's Kilo 4, Echo, Echo, Oscar. And Tom, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Appreciate you listening, but always appreciate when you key up the mic. And I'm the world's worst about doing that myself, keying up the mic and checking in. And again, somebody said a long time ago, you can listen as long as you want, but nobody knows you're out there unless you key up the mic. So, Tom, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us from Inman. Definitely appreciate you checking in. We got you in the logs here. All right, we'll give one more call before we secure the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. A long pause normally means we have everybody for the moment, and again, it's a little early for our second shift to check in here, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in already. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with additional periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Up first, looks like I had Ross signed in for some comments. Ross, I'll go ahead and dust off the stump, turn on the space heater, and pass the frequency over to you. Find out how was your day.
HR, KV4RV here. Well, Mike, how am I coming through? I haven't been on this rig for a while. You hear me okay?
Sounds like you're in the room with me, sir.
I wanted to check in, and I wanted to get on a rag chew here to kind of update you and other people that know me that are listening on why I haven't been on for the last few months. I don't want to make the wrong impression. I'm grateful to the good Lord that I'm still here and healthy, but I've been through some challenges lately. I started, due to kidney failure, I started dialysis back in June, and so 3 days a week I have a 3.5-hour session on a dialysis machine, and that's early in the morning, and At first, I didn't feel much better, but over time, I started to feel better and better. My blood's being cleaned up, my kidneys weren't working, so I'm glad that's going on. Now, my seventh month of dialysis, and I'm very, very happy that service is available, and some of you out there may be on dialysis, and I haven't met you, but I have that in common with you now, if you are. And second thing I could update you on is that back on the Thursday before Halloween, we had that big windstorm, and one of my neighbor's trees fell across our backyard, took down my G5RV antenna that was held up by the tree, and also did a little bit of damage to the back of our house. But had that tree fallen about 10 feet closer to the house, it would have killed my wife and me that were having breakfast inside at the moment. So I want to thank Jesus Christ that I'm still here. And just thought I'd give a shout out to my ham buddies and let them know that old Ross is still around. And if I can shout out to Ron, too. Ron, I know it's 4OZ. I don't remember the first part of your call, but Ron, you sold me my first HF rig several years ago, and we had a house fire 2 years ago, and that rig didn't make it through the fire, but I still have it, but it doesn't, all it does is receive, it doesn't transmit anymore. But thank you, Ron, for that that good experience. I was able to talk to hundreds and hundreds of people with that rig. Well, hey, Mike, I better shut up, let other people talk. Good to talk to you, and 73 to you and everybody else on the net that knows me. AK4HR, here he is, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor 73 and clear.
You're not the only one that's really appreciative of you being around. Yeah, you know, we've missed you at the test sessions, and I know Steve had mentioned some of the stuff that was going on, but glad to hear that dialysis is definitely helping. I've got a cousin through marriage that he's been doing dialysis for several years, and it took them a while to figure out what was going on. He was actually born with one kidney, and then he's several years younger than me, but that, through his lifetime, had stopped working the same kind of way. And he's actually, we kind of joke, he's kind of like an android. He's got two ports in his arm, and they're under the skin, and they basically break the skin every time he goes to get dialysis, but it's several times a week, same thing. I don't know if he has it quite as long as you do, but glad that's definitely making a difference in your life, and you're able to get back on the radio, that kind of thing. I hate to hear about the tree again. You know, that's scary. Again, I think a lot of people don't realize how big and heavy those things are, because, you know, you look at them, and it's like, oh, it's just a tree. But, man, if you've ever seen one fall through the woods or fall and land on other trees or hit a house, they take a lot of energy. And I think Gary and maybe Ray were talking about, they'll actually dent the ground when they hit the ground. You know, it's a lot of force coming down and a lot of weight. And I think some people maybe misjudge a lot of times. But glad to know the Lord was looking out for you, like you say, and made sure it missed the important people in the house. So, but again, definitely good to hear you. You're sounding great, Ross, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And Rod, that's Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu. I think that's who you were talking about, W4WOZ. And, yeah, he's one of our goods, and I think in helping the ham community out for years, I know he was one of the first people I had met when I got my license. I think I mentioned earlier, he built those J-pole antennas, and when I got on the air, I still remember, I think it was Jamie, had one that was like in a closet under, you know, a clothes basket or something, and it was transmitting into the repeater, and everybody just talked about the quality of his antenna. So that was the second piece of ham radio equipment I bought. I bought a little 2-meter rig and then had to have an antenna for it. So, yeah, Rod's definitely a good guy, so appreciate you bringing that here. But Ross, definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to hear from you, and hopefully we'll hear from you and see you a little more often. Over.
Mike, I really appreciate you calling the net, and again, 73 to everybody. AK4HR, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor 73, and out of here.
Okay, Ross, if we don't see you before then, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Again, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, let me go ahead and check before we continue on with the RagChew portion if we have any additional check-ins. Additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Thank you. Kilo, November 4. Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4L, Kilo. Ryan in Tacoma, Georgia. Negative on any traffic. Off the ground for a little bit of active.
Net control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf 4 ISG. Danny in Gastonia, North Carolina via Echolink. 73 is the all. Please check me in and out at the form.
Group of check-ins there as we continue on with the net tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome Ryan. That's Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4LQO. And Ryan, got you marked down here for comments. Got one person ahead of you, but we'll definitely stick around and find out how your day was going. And up next, we've got Danny. That's Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Gulf, KO4ISG. And Danny's up in Gastonia, just over the border in the North Carolina. And I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, Danny, via the Echolink note. Sounded good coming into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, let me give one more call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, before we continue on with the RAG 2 portion of our net. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima, KO4. H-E-L. This is Ed. I'm in River Falls, and I'll be negative and negative.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Ed to the net tonight. Another call sign that's relatively new. I think, Ed, you had checked in with me a couple of times before, but KO call is the current sequence, so a relatively new call. But, Ed, anyway, appreciate you taking the time to check in from River Falls tonight. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima, KO4HEL. And, Ed, sounded good into the repeater. Again, appreciate you checking in with us. All right, we'll continue on with the RAG 2 portion of the net. And it looks like John was signed in next. So that's Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. He's one of our other net controllers. So he kind of keeps you guys checking in with us during the week. But, Ron, I'll go ahead and John, I'm getting all my names confused here. John, I'll go ahead and dust the stump off. Again, we got the space heater going, and I hope you got your cigar going. So we'll go ahead and turn the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
AK4HR, KN4RJN. Did a little painting today. Had some had a good day of work. Had a little trim around the garage doors that was pretty sun faded. So we got out there and sanded and kills and wood putty and filled in some cracks and whatnot and did some painting. And I had a personnel door in the garage that was severely faded. That take the hinges off, take blocks off, paint that again, and put that back up. So that was my day. What's going on in your world?
Used to joke that, you know, listening to Ray and Gary talk about what they did made me tired. So she definitely did a lot more than I did today. I just kind of piddled around the house, you know, didn't really do too much. Played on the computer a little bit, and my wife and her mother went out and did some shopping today, and I met them for lunch. So just kind of used that as the excuse to not get too deep into any projects. But, you know, again, just more straightening, cleaning up the ham shack just a little bit, straightening up my desk, that kind of stuff. And that was about all I got into today. Over.
Well, I didn't exactly do it voluntarily. My wife got a wild hair and decided that today was a good day to do it. And I had other plans, but you know how that goes. So that's what we did. So we fixed some holes, sanded some, and scraped some paint, and gilded it, and painted it. And then she decided the door needed painted, so I popped that off and did all that in happiness. And yeah, I had other plans today. One of which was, you know, nothing, but. So much for that theory.
Amazing how long nothing takes some days. I mean, again, I turned around and it was net time. I was just like, what did I do today kind of a thing. But, again, I can look around a little bit in like little pockets here and there and see where I straightened and cleaned and did a couple of things. So there are those little bits of inspiration. I just got to look and, you know, kind of look with blinders on, so I only look at one particular spot where I concentrated my efforts today. But, again, there's always tomorrow that I can put off till Monday. Over.
Well, you know, my philosophy is, you know, never put off till tomorrow, which you can avoid doing altogether. So I get inspiration every once in a while, and when I do, I'll drink a beer, light a cigar, and take a nap, and that generally cures it.
In the honeydew list, a lot of times that kind of comes up, and my wife will be working tomorrow, and I'm sure there'll be a little list of things to do. But again, that provides the needed inspiration I need on some days to actually get motivated to do something, and you know, just to make sure that I stay gainfully employed. Over.
Avoid that whenever possible. Unfortunately, my wife is also retired, so she's here all the time and finds this has to be done and that has to be done. And I tell her, hey, look, you only have to tell me, you know, once. You don't have to, you know, keep reminding me every 6 months that this needs to be done.
True, very true. Again, there's kind of a meme running around the internet where it's like a bachelor's room, and he's got his TV and like a game console and like a camping chair and a milk crate set up, and it's like this is when I was happy and I didn't know any better, kind of a thing. But you know, now being domesticated, I know a little bit better. So you know, I appreciate the step up that she's provided for me, but sometimes I definitely probably put off things, like you said, that she doesn't need to remind me, but every 6 months I'll get around to it.
Well, second shift ought to be rolling in here. I know you got somebody else on the stump, so good talking to you. And you take care, say hi to the missus, and 73's to you. I will back on out of here. KN4RJ, and I am clear.
Again, always appreciate when you stay by and make some comments, and we'll look forward to your net later on this week. So definitely good to hear you, and we'll definitely talk again first chance we get. All right, before we continue on with the rag chew, we'll see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge two-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge two-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Let's check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan and Grimmel. No traffic, no comment, but listen, 73.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Good to hear you this evening.
Check-ins there for our Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome Juan. That's Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie, WA4KC. Juan, good to hear you. And sounds like this last group, they're usually the folks I see down at the Greenwood Ham Fest. Got to drive all the way to Greenwood just to see some folks that are up here. But good to hear from you, Juan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hope you and the family are doing well. And up next, we've got Tommy. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. And again, Tommy and Juan, I seem to definitely run across you. I haven't even checked to see if the Greenwood Ham Fest is on with all the COVID stuff. Hopefully it will be. I'll have to look that up after the net. But anyway, it'll be coming up soon in January, I think. That's normally when that happens. But anyway, Juan, appreciate you taking the time in to check in with us, and Tommy as well. Good to hear both of you. Appreciate y'all stopping by and checking in with us. All right, we'll give one more call here before we continue on with the rag chew portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Recheck. The 2021 Greenwood Ham Fest has been canceled. We're hoping to have it again on January the 8th of 2022, Lord willing. But the one for, I guess it would be, normally be next month, has been canceled for the upcoming year. K4XB.
Again, I knew I hadn't heard it advertised and hadn't seen a flyer or anything for it. Now, I guess it was just wishful thinking or hoping that it would be. I just hadn't heard one way or the other. And like I said, I was going to look you up after just to see. But I appreciate you bringing that information. I'll definitely look forward to it in January, not coming up, but the following one in 2022. But definitely, hopefully this will kind of, again, get better in 2021, and we'll be able to start doing the more social aspects of our hobby. Over.
I was hopeful we were going to have it, but they determined it was maybe a little bit more risky than we wanted to deal with. So it is what it is. There have been very few Hamfests that I've been to this year. Was glad to be able to go to the one in Spartanburg at the fairgrounds. But other than that, there's not been a whole lot. But hopefully things will get back to a more normal way here soon. Good talking to you. 73 Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo.
And appreciate the information, and we'll definitely talk again soon, my friend. 73. All right, so we'll give one more call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call. Before we continue on with the RAG 2 portion, A through Z in the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
Thanks for calling the net. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
Our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You know what, Richard? I wasn't going to close the net down until I heard from you. So I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Again, the unofficial mayor of Slab Town. So, Richard, Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU. Always good to hear you. Booming signal into the repeater, but you probably already know that. So, again, appreciate you stopping by, Richard. Always good to hear you. All right, we'll continue on with our RAG 2 portion of the net. It looks like I had one last station, or currently one last station. That's Ryan. That's Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4LQO. Ryan, sorry to hold you up so much, but we'll go ahead again, dust the stump off, space heater's on, so we'll turn the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
In the net, KN4LQO. Well, I appreciate the space heater. It is mighty cold out here. I am on mobile. I'm always on mobile for this net. I don't have a base station that's powerful enough to reach into my house, so I have to go out to a nice open field. So I just park where I work, and it works pretty good. But my day, it started out fairly decent. I woke up. We had our radio club meeting. So I was very happy to show off my new GE certification there. I can now test technicians, so hopefully I will be getting my extra soon, and I'll be able to test all the way through. That would be a pretty good resource for our club. Last meeting we had, we were struggling to find one last GE because one of them got exposed, and it took us a minute to get them. We had about six people who drove from Atlanta to come see us and take their test. So hopefully it'll be a good resource. Then also, I am the official president of the COA Amateur Radio Society. So the elections were today, and the nominations were last meeting, and there was no contest for anything that was ran. So everyone was pretty much just immediately accepted because there was no contest. So I am kind of excited about that. And I was supposed to go up to Seneca today to go bring my brother to go see the lights downtown. They have a light show that goes to the music and the radio station. But took him to the hospital today because he wasn't feeling too good. And turns out he has appendicitis. So tomorrow morning he will be going under the knife to get that thing out of him. So just got back from that. And Dad went up there to go stay with the night with him. So I'm headed back over to my house. And hopefully I'll hear from him tomorrow morning before I have to go into work.
Star with KM4LQO in the RAG 2 portion. Ryan, yeah, it sounds like you've had a busy day for sure, sir. But that's awesome with the BE credentials. So, yeah, anything to help allow folks to get their credential or get their ham license. You know, I work with the West Cars VEC up here. Same thing. We do testing every third Saturday. So, you know, again, at the Red Cross building over on Grove Road. Again, we've had some trials and tribulations this year with the whole COVID. They've had the building closed down, limiting access, that kind of thing. So, we have to kind of obey by their rules. And, social distance, make sure everything's clean. People are doing what they're supposed to be doing. But, yeah, glad y'all were able to do a session at least a couple days ago. Glad you were able to track down the VEs to get that done. But, man, hate to hear about your brother. But at least they caught it early enough, didn't burst or anything. Sounds like they're going to be able to kind of handle that routinely. My daughter did the same thing a couple years ago, had her appendix removed. And it's still never fun when they have to go and take something out that's supposed to be inside your body. But, you know, we'll definitely keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and hopefully everything will be all right with that. Glad to hear your dad's able to go up there and be with them during all this stuff. But definitely sounds like you've had a busy day. Sounds like you need to just kind of head home and relax for a few minutes. Over.
It has been a long day. Very, very busy indeed. He's still in good spirits, though. He's already had his gallbladder taken out. He's had a couple other surgeries, and he was kind of upset, but he was upset because he thought he was going to lose his job. So I called his job, and they said, no, he's not going to lose his job over emergency surgery. And so he's good now. He doesn't want to go into surgery, but he's fine. He's still in good spirits, and they finally gave him enough medicine to knock him out, but they had to give him a full dose of morphine and a full dose of Benadryl. Then they gave him some other third one, and I didn't catch the name of it, but it was some long name. They said, well, we can't give him any more morphine, we can't give him any more Benadryl, so we're going to give him this. And if that doesn't help, then we don't know what we're going to do, because the only other thing that we can have that's strong enough is for surgery. So, it is great that Dad can go out there and stay with him, and I'm happy. I mean, we're close, but I have to go to work in the morning, and he said that he'd rather Dad stay out there, and I said, I don't care. But I still have to go and get my girlfriend in about a half an hour from her work, and I'll probably be out there helping her with finalizing some of her schoolwork is over before I get to go home. So continuing to be a long day for me, and tomorrow I'll be working on our Echolink station. So probably
going to
be even longer weekend.
Sounds like you're staying busy for sure, and sometimes that makes the time go a little bit faster. But, man, it sounds like you got just all kinds of stuff going on. But definitely wish you well with all of it you got going on for sure. And so are you setting up an Echolink station for a local repeater or just at home? Or?
It's going to be the K4CRS-R station. It is for our repeaters. I had it working the same way, I just forgot his name, that Dave, I got him the same way that Dave had got it set up, and I finally got it to work after months and months of trial and error. I finally got it to work, and then we had a small storm. I was still working on it, so I hadn't made a full backup of the image yet. And we had a storm, and it knocked out the Pi, and it knocked out the SD card. So then I had to recompile the entire thing, and it still won't work. So then I went to another program, and that didn't work. And I went to another program, that didn't work. And about a month ago, they released a stable version of Windows 10 for a Raspberry Pi. So I am going to attempt to put the Echolink SysOp mode through the Windows 10. And hope that works, but I believe that serial cable adapters, serial to USB, got destroyed in the storm. So I think I'm going to have to order another one of those, because I've tried it on three different computers, and it hasn't seemed to work yet. So I'll probably be trying to work with that to see if I can get it to work, or I'm going to buy another one. But if everything goes well, we should have Echolink up in a few weeks. And they're going to try to get our repeater controller to where we can turn on and off the courtesy tone. So if other repeaters want to connect to our repeater, it'll work. But we're going to do that the same way y'all do for your net. So you can turn off the courtesy tone, and the dropout timer is extended. I think we're going to extend ours to 5 minutes. EMS will be passed through. It's a really old controller, so it's going to take a lot of time and effort.
Our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, the rag tube portion with KM4LQO, Ryan, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, Ryan, you know, it's, again, Echolink is kind of a fun thing. It works great when it works great, but then when you start having problems, I'd like to say I hope you're able to track down the issue you guys are having. But again, it sounds like you're on the right track. A lot of times when I'm troubleshooting, you know, you don't really think about the cables, or, you know, especially like power cables or connecting cables, because usually those they don't go bad too often, but they go often, or they go bad often enough to create a nuisance, if that makes sense. Because it's always the last thing you want to check, and because you have to either create one or find one or do some stuff. But again, it always seems to be that one thing, and then once you find it, you're like, man, why didn't I check that before? But definitely sounds like you're on the right track. And yeah, I didn't realize the Raspberry Pi would run Windows 10. That must be a pretty interesting compilation there. I know you know, a lot of people run VMs on some of these OS type things, and can run different OSs. I know, like, Apple has one, Parallels, where you can run Windows on an Apple, which is kind of, I don't know why you would want to, but a lot of people do that. And the same thing with the Windows PCs with some of the VM software there. But definitely interesting here. You're going to be able to run Windows 10 on a Raspberry Pi to get your Echolink node up. So, again, it's awesome. Our hobby is, you know, all about experimentation and playing around and testing and evaluating things and experimentation. Again, I think Ray, K4SUG, used to say licenses, license to learn. So it's always fun to just kind of experiment. And I find myself getting in a rut a lot of times, and I'll have to kind of come up with something and, you know, go operate portable or even just do little things where take me out of my comfort zone. Like I'll take and go over to the in-laws for dinner and take my equipment with me and figure out if I've forgotten something or just get me out of my comfort zone sometimes. It definitely helps to learn stuff like that a little bit more. But definitely interesting. Hope you guys get that up and running. We'll have to check in on your Echolink node once you get that up and running. Over.
Yes, sir. I will definitely. I'll definitely try to make an announcement, especially on this net, if we can get some. I had one person who I've been talking to for a while. I met them out of the UK. We just met over the internet through a through social media, and they have a license. And I told them, I said, well, you know, we have an event at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. If you want to join in, I mean, I know it's going to be late. He said, no, it's going to be Friday at 2 a.m. by the time. So I don't think I'll ever check in. And I said, well, you know, if you ever up, can't sleep, it might just be interesting. And she said she might end up doing that. But the Windows on Raspberry is very experimental. Up until a week ago, there was no onboard peripherals that worked, only the USB. So if you wanted Ethernet, you had to have USB. If you wanted Wi-Fi, you had to have a USB. If you wanted Bluetooth, it had to be USB. So they finally got the Ethernet controller, the onboard Ethernet controller working. So now if you have a cable plugged in, it's working, but the onboard Wi-Fi and Bluetooth still don't work, which is kind of bad because you still have to use a mouse and keyboard. You can't use Bluetooth, mouse and keyboard. And I'm also having issues with not only registering it with an existing product code I have, but I'm having issues remoting into it. So I have to stand up to a keyboard. I can't just pull it up on my phone or on my laptop. But it is very interesting. It's limited to 4 gigs of RAM, so even if you get the 8 gig model, it's still going to be limited to 4 gigs, and even then, it's only really 3 gigs of usable. It's very, very experimental. It takes about 3 minutes to boot up, but that's much better than not having anything anyway. So I'm really actually happy with how far it's come and how fast it's come. I've gotten all the way through a fully working model. I just have to get back to it. So we know it's feasible. We just have to get back to it. So I'm very excited about that. And hopefully if it starts raining, I want to do this today, but it's not. It didn't happen today. I want to do a photo activation or a photo activation. So I'm going to be out sometime in the next week or so. I'm going to be out either in the local park or on the local mountain, and I'm going to see what I can do on a soda activation. So hopefully, if anybody on here frequents on any HF, hopefully I'll hear from y'all then too.
Awesome. Yeah, I've had great plans and have planned to do a couple of soda activations. I actually looked at my soda activation log not too long ago. I've done a couple, but they weren't too difficult. They were like drive up and walk to the top of the mountain over here in South Carolina on a couple. So I've only done two, but you know, had made great plans to do some others. They're a lot of fun, you know, especially if you plan for them well enough and don't forget any equipment like a battery or an antenna or something silly like that. I did one, and the first time I went up there, I just left my coax cable sitting on the table at home. Couldn't believe it. I was just like, I cannot believe I planned all this stuff. And, you know, again, it's supposed to be fun. That's the whole goal. When it stops being fun, we'll figure something else out and do that. But at this point, it's still a lot of fun just to kind of figure out where and what and do and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, we'll definitely keep an ear out for you. And if you're on 2 meters, depending on where you are, you know, you again, folks not familiar with SOTA, you're allowed to use any of the amateur bands, period. You just can't use repeaters for the contact. So even 2 meters with an HT, if you take that hiking, you can do some amateur SOTA activations, that kind of stuff. Just requires 4 contacts. Not sure about the parks on the air rules. Is there a number of stations you have to do to consider a park activated?